Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Now we're going to start talking about the persuasion piece. So remember, if you tuned into the first episode, the first session that I did, or you have the book Selling with Authentic Persuasion, then you know it's broken up into three parts. It's the authentic persuasion process and formula starts with authenticity. And that's so important. A lot of times people come to me and what they want is tactics, strategies. What question can I use? How do I overcome this objection? How do I close more deals? And that's so important. However, if you don't have the foundation, it's not going to work. It's not going to be effective. The foundation is the key. So you have to have the authenticity piece. You have to know who you are, why you're doing it, what works for you, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what you're afraid of, what's holding you back, and then ultimately why you're doing what you're doing. Once you have that, once you're very clear on that, or as clear as you can be, now we can start talking about persuasion. Now we can start talking about sales. Now we can get into the specifics, some tactics, some strategies from a high level, right? This isn't about say this one thing to close more deals. It's about understanding and being very specific in what you're doing, but in a general thing that applies to anything you're selling, anyone in sales, these things apply. So this week, what I'm going to cover is that buying something new equals change. Now, why does that matter? Well, let's break it down because it sounds simple. It is and it isn't. A lot of people don't realize this and a lot of people aren't stepping back. So here's the fundamental thing is that the act of buying something new, if it's not something you've bought before or your customer has bought before, then that equals change, right? It's interesting to see that, especially during the pandemic and before the pandemic and in the pandemic, even with little things like, let's say, paper towel brands or toilet paper, like when that was a big issue here, especially in the United States, is that what you saw and what I saw was people who are very loyal to a brand of paper towel would never switch. They know what they like. It works for them. They know what they can expect and what they'll get each and every time. Then the pandemic made it so that a lot of things weren't available, paper goods especially. And then what happens? People had to switch brands, right? And it wasn't because they wanted to. It was mostly because they needed to. And that was a change. And that change was risky. You don't know what you got. And I know for me, having to buy some paper towels that I wasn't used to, a couple of times it failed really bad. It wasn't very effective. And it solidified why I choose certain brands. This is so important to understand. If you want to be effective in sales, then you need to understand what your prospect is facing. A lot of times people in sales get in autopilot or they assume that everybody wants what they have to offer and what they're selling, and they kind of forget the person. They get desensitized to the individual and what may be going on in their head, in their life, what matters to them, what they're afraid of, what they have going on, what their goals are. And so it's important to constantly remind yourself to step back and remember the individual, focus on that person and who they are and what makes them tick. Specifically, you've got to remember, again, buying something new equals change. And here's the part that's so true and so important is that change is scary. Change could potentially lead to death.